All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. And before I started rolling tape on this interview with Cody Haglock, he told me there's never enough you can say about fishing, right? There's never enough. There's never too much fishing you can do today. Tell us a little bit about how things went out there for you.
Well, we started off a little slow. We went off to a little point, and then we got off the point, cast it all on the bank side, and then we started catching a couple fish, but we only caught one. I had another good one, but the hook just wasn't set right, and he got loose. It was tough. Later on, we started catching smaller fish, and then midday, we had nothing. And we later pulled out to different other spots. Just not much luck until near the end. Then we started catching 8 fish, and then we filled the rest of our boat.
Yeah, and so how it breaks down for the people that don't know, it's 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. is what you're talking about. And I was talking to Cody Higgins a little bit about, you know, it's one thing to, like, fish recreationally, and people say it's a relaxing sport. But when you're doing this competitively and it's getting toward 3 o'clock, the relaxation, I assume, goes out the window just a little bit.
It does a little bit, but, I mean, it's always fun to just go out there and fish.
Yeah. A lot of people listen saying, can I get an amen to that? Of course. So, when I hear, you know, taking this in personally on site, you know, people can say what they want to say about bass fishing, but this is a neat thing, really. I mean, I'm glad the IHSA, it's the 10th year of it, and I think it's nice to see the pride and the interest that the Mercer County kids and the coach and the school district takes in this thing, because I think it's pretty neat.
It is really neat. I mean, ever since I heard about bass fishing for high school, I'm like, that's what I want to do all 4 years of my high school. I don't want to give it up, and I've just been having a blast about it, and I'm wishing that more schools would get into it.
Yeah, there's 290 right now. I think it started with 190 10 years ago. So the conditions today, I know a little bit of high water. There were a lot of rain up in this area yesterday. What were your expectations going in? And the limit is 5, and I think you told me off the air last year when you were up here, same spot, you caught 4 in the 8-hour span. So what did you think, really, of the conditions and basically factoring in the expectations of the high water coming in?
Well, the bite was going to be tough at first, but with all that high water, the fish are going to get into the deep brush. You're going to have to try and pitch in your bait into that deep brush, because you may just think, oh, it's going to be right out here in the open. No, it's going to be right deep in there. You're going to have to try your hardest to get in there to get those big fish.
So a junior, so you have another year at this. So I know that the goal is probably next year when I come up here, we're going to be near 18, 19, 20 or whatever pounds to make sure we move on. So kind of moving forward and getting another chance at this next year.
Yeah, I would definitely like to come next year and hopefully make it the state.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you. And I thought it was a good day considering, I mean, you catch 5 fish. 12, 13, a lot of other kids had good days today. And I think the other thing talking to Cody Higgins about is this isn't luck. It's a little skill here. And there's a lot of, when there's 22 boats in 11 schools, I mean, there's a lot of talent in bass fishing. I guess you're learning that too, right?
Yes, there's always new things to learn in bass fishing. You know, even if it's like the smallest thing you've never heard about doing, and it could change your whole life behind fishing.
All right. Thanks for helping us out.
Yep, thank you.
Cody Haglock with us, a member of the IHSA bass fishing team. We're talking to him on the banks of the Mississippi River up near Savannah, Illinois.